Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about the virtues of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. As you know, today is, according to some weaker narrations, the martyrdom of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most solemn and sad occasion. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been reported as having said, "On the Day of Judgment, a caller will call, 'Where is the adornment of the worshippers, Zainal Abidin?' And it is as if I am looking at my son, Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, emerging from between the rows." Many virtues have been narrated regarding in connection with Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. In one narration, At-Tabarsi has narrated the following in his book I'lam al-Wara. He says, "And Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam had a slave girl who was once pouring water for him when the jug fell and hurt the Imam's face. He raised his head looking at her, and the slave girl said the following," quoting verses from the Holy Quran, "Verily Allah says, 'And those who suppress their anger, والقادمين الغيظ.'" He said, "I have suppressed my anger." And he said, "كَزَمْتُ غَيْذِي," I have suppressed my anger. She then said, "And excuse the faults of the people, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ." In response to this, he said, "I have excused you, أَفَوْتُ عَنْكَ." Then, in the end, she said, "And Allah loves the virtuous, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ." So, in response to this, he said, "Go, for you are a free woman for the sake of Allah's pleasure." فَأَنْتِ هُرَّةٌ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. He said this. This is one of the virtues which has been narrated regarding Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, which, you know, kind of shows his tolerance and, you know, his kindness to others. In another hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following, "My father," meaning Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, "used to say," so he used to say this a lot, "Ali ibn al-Husayn, when he stood up to pray, was like a tree trunk, with no part of him moving, except whatever the wind caused to move." Which kind of alludes to the fact that, you know, when he stood up in prayer in front of God, he was extremely still, and this shows the fear that he had in front of God's, you know, his great power and his awesomeness. And finally, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, the son of Imam Sajjad, said, "Verily, Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam has shared his wealth twice with Allah." And he gave all of his wealth away for the sake of God twice. And he did this twice throughout his lifetime. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Zainul Abidin in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.